Welcome to episode 15 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. I'm your host, Sarah, and with me today I've got JMO,
Hello.
Gabrielle,
Hi.
Jenna from the UK,
Hi, everyone.
Lindsay,
Howdy.
and Justine.
Hey, guys.
So today we are going to be solely talking about last week's episode 603, The Other Shoe, because it was fabulous.
It's perfection, is what it
Yep.
is, or very close
Ultimate.
to it.
And it was a Jane episode, and it was
Jerome
Jane and
Schwartz.
Jerome Schwartz. And they're just like the dream team, I feel like.
They really are. They give us such good Captain Swan content, and
They
I
really
live
do.
for their episodes.
I also really just love the dialogue because they give us
Yeah.
those really kind of back and forth banter moments that are so
Oh,
good.
it's been a
Oh,
long
so
time since we had that,
true, yeah.
and we needed that.
Yeah, we really needed
Like
some
that
kind of
little
lighthearted
back and
moments.
forth that they did discussing with the stepsister's name,
Yes.
which so perfect and so cute and adorable and just so them.
Yeah.
Very.
And
So
also
cute.
that moment where Killian and Henry are doing the sword fighting, and Killian just says that one little line, like, what did you call it? Oh, his voice goes all high pitched. Yeah.
He did the what are you doing high pitched, and it was great.
Where's Kim Bonita?
Kim's at Disneyland because she
I
sucks.
know,
So
lucky girl.
all right, so let's start with I guess the very first moment that we got, which was in Granny's, and they're having their coffee or hot cocoa or whatever they were
matching
having.
jackets.
The matching black leather, yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so
And
glad they
we
didn't
get
mention that.
like that monumental ovary exploding moment
Oh
of
God.
Killian with baby Alex.
Oh my gosh.
I was not prepared for how many freaking Daddy Killian feels I was going to get. Because
Oh
I
my
didn't
gosh.
watch because I with the whipped cream on the nose and the noise, I was like, is this just Colin slipping
Noise
into
though.
Killian's outfit? And that noise was just too much for me.
I was just gonna say, like, I absolutely loved it, and I was like, oh my gosh, Daddy Killian feels, but then the noise reminded me of that weird Russian singer when he's like, have you seen that? Have you seen, like, that weird Russian singer?
Oh my God, no, Jenna, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like,
Oh
and he's just like, oh,
God.
I was dying, absolutely dying. Oh my
Bianca
gosh.
was actually texting me and said that she had that on like closed captioning or on mute, and so the closed captioning came up, and literally all it came up with for the noise was just BL, 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 BL's. Like, oh my God, that's brilliant.
Oh my God. My favorite part of that scene was when his thick accent comes out and he's like, "Will you tell me about your doggy?" And I was like, "Oh my God."
I'm so not recovered from it. It's been a week and I haven't recovered. I don't think I ever will be recovered from that I
scene.
can't get over the fact that he like woofed at her after he made that noise. He woofs at her and I can't.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have we watched this scene? Honestly, I think I've lost count.
Yeah. And the best part is, like, beforehand, Ashley was all like, "Can you watch it for a second?" He was like, "I don't know."
I
I
don't
was
know
like,
what to do with this thing.
he literally
I
is
don't
like,
know
"I don't. Why
with
did you
this
put this in
tiny
front of me? I have
person.
no idea what I'm doing." And he slipped into that mode so effortlessly. I know it was probably Colin sneaking through. And then when Emma turns around to see him and that smile on her face, and I was like, this is what you could have. You can have this in a Also, like Ashley ships it. Like she's like
Oh
here
yeah.
for it. She's like, so when are you gonna put a ring on it and pop some babies out? Like, cause Alexandra needs some friends.
How cute is little Alex though? She's so
Oh,
cute.
she
Like, oh
was
my God. All the
adorable.
feelings.
Do you know what was really funny though? It's like when he was doing all of this, she was just staring at him like, what the
So cute.
Why would you leave me with this crazy person making noises at me?
This scene just went above and beyond all my expectations because I went into the screening that day knowing that at some point Emma was going to ask him to move in with her this episode because Jen pretty much confirmed that on Live with Kelly. But we've gotten so used to the show where they've kind of just moved things literally at a snail's pace. So to actually go from, oh, she might ask him to move in today to full on, like, future baby feels. I wasn't prepared, and neither was
Also,
anyone in the room at Comic-Con.
oh, I need to know the reaction
They
from that
lost
scene.
their shit.
Yes.
Actually, anytime Colin was on screen, they lost their shit.
Good. Good.
That's
That's
how
how
it
to
should
hear.
be. And
Exactly.
also, I don't know if Adam and Eddie stayed for the entire episode, but they actually were standing off to the side while some of the episode was playing. So they were actually witnessing some of the reaction to the episode.
Oh, nice. Yes, good. So,
And
yes.
also, Josh Horowitz was sitting front row as well, so he was able to get all their reactions as well to relay back to his brother.
Yes.
That's good. It's like they need to know. They need to know that we love this stuff.
Exactly.
Let the Captain Swan flow through you.
Also, the thing that is just the cherry on top is the Captain Swan theme is playing through that whole scene. And that is about as subtle as a brick to the face that, like, children are in some way in Captain Swan's future, and I am so hyped for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And I am, after that scene, I am full on team baby CS girl train.
Yep.
Yes.
For a while, I was like, maybe a boy because I wanted Liam David Jones to be canon. But I am totally full on for girl now because
Yeah.
I need that little girl. Like Justine, we were talking about this. That little girl is gonna have him wrapped around her finger, and it's gonna be so freaking cute.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my
I didn't
gosh.
know how much I needed it until this episode.
Exactly.
Because I'm just not a fan of babies, especially babies on this show.
Well,
Yeah.
because babies are just non-characters.
Yeah. So this
They're
has been the
plot. Well, they
first
definitely are
time.
on this show.
This is the first time that
Yep.
I've like now I want it. I want it so bad.
I have a
It's
mighty
just
need.
also like that could be a really interesting like story arc to have, because she's gonna be like a twice generation true love baby. Like,
Yes.
what does that mean?
Oh, yeah. Interesting. I didn't think of that.
And how would that affect Emma while she's pregnant with a true love baby? I wonder if Snow kind of experienced that same thing.
And this could be like a really great opportunity for Snow and Emma to kind of rekindle that friendship and Mama Snow relationship that has
Yeah.
seemed to fall by the wayside these past few seasons.
Agreed.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh God, and I just got full on like Grandpa Charming feels again.
Oh my
Like
God.
him being with Emma for every step of the way, like even with Killian. Like they're like totally broing out and reading what to expect when you're expecting together.
As long
Like,
as David
it should
gets his
just
shit
sit down
together.
with Val.
Yes.
I think this revenge mission for David is going to be a real distraction for the next few episodes.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah, definitely.
Are we still thinking that the Hawk might be the one that killed his father?
I think so.
Seems to be
I
the
have
general
back my mind
consensus.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still thinking that, yeah.
Which means that I hope that it's totally wrong, because if that's what everyone wants, usually they find a way sometimes to spin it in another
I
direction.
feel like they're gonna set it up that Hook killed him in like cold-blooded murder, but it might have just been an accident.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd work.
Never
Because
thought about
like that's what the aunties are gonna be like, oh, Hook's
that.
like the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about if it was something stupid like Hook's younger brother Liam?
Whoa.
And then it's
Oh,
like,
Liam 2.0.
yeah.
and
Dude,
then,
that'd be a good
but
way to reintroduce him again.
yeah, I feel like the timing's a
Because
bit off with
whatever
Val
has
after
happened to that kid.
Yeah, the timing's a bit off.
Okay, but what about Emma and Archie during Emma's therapy? In like, just I don't have an appointment, but I'm here for therapy session.
I loved Leroy's reaction.
Yeah.
And she's like, wait, you got him out of the tree? Yeah, well, we weren't gonna wait on you to finish things.
And then he's just like, and leaves. And I was like, that's great. And I appreciate that they finally gave us what happened to Dopey.
Yeah.
He went to do a master's degree, though. How random.
Wait, but, like, how did he leave?
That's
like,
what I was thinking.
Like, right? Didn't they say, like, last episode, like, there's a protection spell around this town so no one can leave?
Yeah, they don't
but
know
wait
what
they're
doing.
Was it the tree outside the town line?
Oh,
it
yeah.
Was.
Oh, yeah. That's true. But then, like, how did he apply? Because don't you need to, like, have, like, an address, a social security number? Like,
he just started walking, that's all.
You also need to university, right?
If you have money.
You need a bachelor's to get a master's.
I was going to say, yeah. Don't he even have, like, any sort of degree?
You're thinking too much, people are. It's too much.
Take it as it is.
Our answer, kind of.
This is once upon a time. We don't question it.
Yeah.
Don't think too hard. It's that's the key.
Yeah. It'll make your migraine worse.
About.
Yeah. Okay. Back to Archie, who is not a good therapist.
Yeah.
But you know, he got his license from a curse. Can't be too mad about that, despite his egregious HIPAA violation.
I love Emma's response in it, like just the way she Jen was portraying her, like, and this thing starts happening and she shakes her hand, like, and she plops on the couch, like, it's just awesome. Like,
oh, when she like fell onto the couch, I was like, me, same, Emma.
I'm so glad that like this version of Emma is back, like this kind of sassy, like,
yes,
dramatic, less mopey version of Emma. Like, I missed her sarcasm so much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't have hives.
I love it.
I don't have hives.
I did really like it though, because it's like I feel like it's like a big kind of problem with people who have anxiety as well, is like they're always thinking about like what's going to happen in the future and how things are going to end and not really like in the moment. So I don't know. I thought it was a really good sort of therapy thing, even though it's obviously fictional and Arch is not exactly the best therapist in the world, but it was still, I still thought it was like quite a good message. So I was quite happy with that.
It was a pivotal moment for her character, especially being able to admit to someone else and that she wants that kind of future with Killian.
And also the fact that the words that came out of her mouth were, I am happy. Was huge. I loved that.
Oh, loved it.
Yeah.
We're happy that you're happy,
and
Emma.
I mean, she's so selfless. The fact that her first thought was not of, oh, well, I'm going to die, but it's that I can't give Killian his happy ending.
Mm.
Yeah. Like that, it broke my heart.
I know, that was such a nice moment. It was so sad, though. Like, it made me sad, but it also made me happy in a weird way. It was like,
it just showed
how much they love each other. You know, they're always thinking about each other and not themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also a savior thing as well, because she's always thinking about other people and not trying to think about herself in those moments.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. What came after
that? After that was the sword fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cute.
Stepfather Killian moment.
Colin looked really good in that whole scene.
He did.
I love how he kind of jabs Jared in like the armpit, and Jared kind of just looks at him like, "The fuck are you doing?
what are you doing?" Now, that whole scene was so cute, and then she's walking up and she sees both of her boys just hanging out.
Even more, Daddy Killian feels.
Yes, stepdaddy.
They really are setting up Killian to be like a father figure.
Yeah,
they are.
It's like they took it and just started hammering you on the head with it, like as much as they could in one episode.
I mean, this whole episode is about as subtle as like a brick to the face. When once wants you to get something, they don't hold back.
No,
they don't. They're just like, look at Killian and this random child. Look at Killian and
Henry.
Here comes Killian and another child.
But like, this was all Henry's idea as well. So you can tell Henry liked having Killian around. We knew about it anyway, but obviously.
Yeah.
Seeing it on screen is always a good thing.
But they play it off as like mother son bonding.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it was his idea.
I mean, yeah, I would have preferred it if he had said like family bonding, but
yeah,
you know, whatever. I'm not here to nitpick. I also really like that they had Henry act like a teenager and not like some weird mopey teenager gross version or like a 5-year-old. He acted like someone who is around like 14, 13, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because I feel like this is something that Once really can struggle with, is just writing for Henry because they don't know what to do with him now that he's not like some cute little kid anymore.
I'll be interested to see what they do tonight.
Yeah.
Right.
Now that he's going back to school, finally.
Finally. Like, what grade is he even in?
We'll find out tonight.
It looks like Snow's teaching at a high school now. So I think, like, all of the kids that were in the middle school she was teaching have now grown up and are now in high school. So that's where she's teaching now.
I guess.
That's what I interpreted as.
And, like the scene before, like, I really love that scene of Emma. And she's like holding out a hand, and then she put the shoe, and it was just, she's
oh,
just
that
so,
was
cute.
So cute.
She's just so cute in this episode. I absolutely adore it.
Yeah, she was.
Like, how do you find Cinderella with a shoe? And it's just
with your shoe. I also like how it was like a powder blue Converse sneaker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it harkens back to like the glass slipper. Mm-hmm. It's like a nice little touch.
The Starbrook version.
And the blue dress that Cinderella wore to the ball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just as gorgeous.
Right.
I really liked how they did the whole Cinderella thing, actually. Like, I know some people sort of maybe complained that they ruined it a bit, but I thought the twist
that
they
ruined it. That's literally how it was in the movie. Really... Like, the fuck, people? Like, we need to stop saying that Once is ruining characters because it's not a line-by-line
story as well
from the movie. Like, I'm sorry. That's not how this is going to work.
I don't like line-by-line translations. I like good interpretations.
We've already
that's
seen
the point
the original.
Of the show is they're going to take these characters, put their own spin on them. They're not going to be exactly how they are in the Disney movie.
If I wanted to watch the Disney version, I'll watch the Disney
movie. They did bring in, like bits from the original fairy tale as well, which was nice, like how she got her name and stuff like that. So
yeah,
Gus at the ball was funny.
Hmm?
I said Gus at the ball was funny when he saw that plate of cheese.
Oh, I was like, oh, that's me. I would so run after.
Oh, I was saying the same thing, Justine. Yes, I would. I'd be after that thing in a second.
I'm also really glad that they got Jared Joseph back. Mm-hmm. For
yes,
that like
absolutely.
Fun little scene.
Yeah, that was
I'm
nice.
I'm really excited to see him again. Because he's now on the 100, which I don't watch anymore. But I miss him.
Yeah, he is
so
awesome.
So it made me happy to see him again.
I really thought that the casting of Lady Tremaine was perfect.
Oh,
yes!
Perfect.
She is one of the most vindictive Lady Tremaines that
she
I've
is.
Seen.
She's one of my favorite mm-hmm. villains, for sure.
Yes.
And seeing her with, like, a shotgun was kind of badass.
Also, that burn that she, like, just casually,
yes!
like, just popped out.
Yes.
I was like, damn, that is, like, 10 times, like, more savage than anything Regina or the Evil Queen has ever said.
It's like,
right?
I look like a trash can and have the intelligence of my cat. It's like,
and
burn!
In my head, I was like, Lucifer!
Yes!
If Tom Ellis would have shown up,
if
he said Lucifer, I would have died.
He just comes out wearing like cheap cat ears and like
yes!
drawn.
Dead. I would have been dead.
But
no one.
But then
reacts.
Tom Ellis
Everybody
was
like,
Robin
yeah,
Hood for one episode, so that would just be a complete mindfuck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He was, yes.
And I actually did like the story of Clorinda.
Yeah.
As did I. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that twist.
Like
twist.
Oh my gosh.
It's like in that one Cinderella sequel where like the one stepsister like falls in love with the baker. It kind of reminds me of that.
All right, I was going to say, like, can we talk about how cute that moment was when Emma and Hook couldn't like remember Clorinda's name?
Yes!
Clorinda, Marinda.
Clarissa.
Callista. It's Clorinda. It had to be Henry had to be
Henry.
Like super
the typical teenager.
It's just like
Clorinda.
God, it's Clorinda. Clorinda.
Mom, Dad, it's
Clorinda.
Mom, Dad, get
like,
it right.
You know.
He's just like God. You guys are so embarrassing.
Told you once.
But, like, that's something that, like, an actual teenager would do.
Yeah, and I heard that from my parents all the time.
And it's just, like, again, it's, like, Henry acting in a way that, like, normal teenagers would act. Not in this overly mopey way or having to be someone's, like, substitute parent. Mm-hmm.
And in that same scene, my Emma.
Yes. Ah. My Emma's too strong for that.
That's going to go down as one of my favorite Killian lines. I love it.
Mm-hmm. There was no prompt saying it, was just there, just came straight out of it, and it's like, I'm on the floor, I can't deal with this. I've watched it episode a few times now, and I'm still not right with it, you know, it's just, oh my gosh.
And that was coming off the heels of their first, like, real encounter with the Evil Queen and Henry meeting the Evil Queen as the Evil Queen as well. And her, you know, getting the shakes and, you know, they're like, what's wrong? And just the way he comforted her with that hug.
Well, and like, I was he kind of, like, grabbed her hand.
Oh.
That scene frustrated me so much in that the Evil Queen, obviously we're seeing now, she can be so bluntly brutal, you know, like, but I also in a way loved the parallel that we got back to when Emma was the Dark One, and that basically the Evil Queen's telling her that she's nothing, and that she, you know, she's going to make sure that she was nothing, and that is such a great parallel to Emma being like, I'm not nothing. I was never nothing.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, okay, this is really going to set Emma off. Like, that was a low blow.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Also, I'm really glad that, A, they got rid of that stupid, stupid beehive for the Evil Queen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lana looked flawless in that blue outfit. That is honestly one of my favorite outfits.
And then, also, I liked that Lana, it seemed like she toned it down a little bit in playing the Evil Queen.
Yeah.
People know I've not been a fan of Lana's portrayal of the Evil Queen lately. I feel it overgoes being big and animated and just gets into campy and just weird. But in that scene with Emma, she was like frightening and like threatening, and it was very reminiscent of season one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Yep.
Except I don't like that spin. I'm sorry. I thought that was dumb.
I also did you notice the reference as well where in the scene she sees before, like, Rumpel was playing chess with himself, and then later on Regina mentions the chessboard.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but, you know, maybe that will come into play. Like, obviously, like as we said earlier, if you don't do things just by chance, that could have something to a future episode, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
How about Bobby Carlyle's thick accent coming out when he was reading that poem?
Oh my god.
One of my favorite scenes. Seriously, it was beautiful.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I want to be his kids listening to him read a book.
So I watched it like in the morning, like before work, and I felt like I go back to sleep. I felt so calm and like, you know, after that, you know, all the CS stuff, to enjoy that. It was lovely.
I know, that could, like, put you to sleep. Like, that'd be, like, it a really calming soothing thing to listen to.
I could listen to him in his full accent recite, like, anything, and I'd be fine.
Shakespeare or something would be great.
Oh, my God, I'd die.
It was also just a really beautiful shot, too, of him outside the Jolly Roger. Like, that ship is just so majestic looking. And
the music, though, when it turned a bit sinister.
Yeah, because I think it was kind of creeping a little bit.
Yeah, well, it clearly was.
Clearly. That's a big reason as to why I'm not a huge fan of that scene. Mm-hmm. Belle has made it very clear that she wants nothing to do with Rumpel, and he still continues to try to contact her. Yeah. And that's pushing it into really uncomfortable territory.
Right.
I feel like the tape was addressed to his son, though, not to her. Like, I never watching the
scene. Come on, like, obviously, the son is still inside Belle. Belle's gonna hear it. I feel like that's not an excuse.
Yeah, but it wasn't really talking to Belle, so. But, yeah. We'll agree to disagree.
I mean, no, I understand. I feel the same way, Jenna. I feel like he wants to keep in touch with his newborn, his baby, in a sense, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think, you know, despite everything, if he wants, you know, Belle and his son should really know about his father, despite what he's done. He should be, you know.
The child should speak his mind.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation. You know,
yeah,
what,
I mean,
once like digging himself into holes here, but you know, it's something that we need to really think about and try and. I mean, how do we fix this? We don't know. We've got a big job ahead of him.
Oh man, I don't know if they could actually fix Belle and Rumpel's relationship,
no,
though.
No,
I don't think.
No,
could.
At this point,
but he also needs to be a better man for this, for his son. That is the new
but
thing. That's what I'm thinking about.
But that's the question: is if he actually can be, because he hasn't
exactly.
been able to in the past, like God knows how many years.
Mm-hmm.
In all 6 years.
Yes.
When has Rumpel ever been a good man?
Exactly.
He's not.
It's so sad that, like, I just keep waiting for his, like, big plan to be revealed. Because it's like, you know he's up to something. Because he always is. And so he can be sitting back in the corner, you know, not causing any problems. But you know that there's some deep, dark plan that he's got brewing. And I hate that, like, that's how we're trained to think, you know? Like, we're always trained to think the worst at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Like, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't even know how they could even do anything with them anymore.
So, I mean, we've dug ourselves in a hole. How to make it out of it? I don't think they can, personally.
Yeah.
Because the whole point
of Beauty and the Beast is Beast's character development, his well-written character development, where he wants to change and he wants to be a better man, but Rumpel doesn't want to change.
No, he don't.
He's admitted to it as well. He doesn't want to.
Yeah. And so they've been kind of locked in the standstill with Rumpel for basically 3 seasons now, where Rumpel is just refusing to change, but Belle isn't having it.
I think that's the thing. It's like, I feel like when Bay was still alive, he was more like the like traditional Beauty and the Beast thing, like he wanted to change. Since Bellfire died, it's, I don't know, it just seems to not have been the same way. Like, yeah, like now he's just like, I don't care, like I just am who I am and that's it.
Yeah.
It says a lot when you're given a pure heart and you do the darkest deed that you could ever do, which is combine like all the Dark One power together. Like, that says a whole lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to know what that means, though. Like,
exactly.
The dark is different now. I still want to know what it means.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if he's like the most powerful thing, why can't he just take out the evil queen and hide, you know? Like, he probably has more power than both of them combined.
I think it's because they're useful to him.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, I'm anxious to hear what this... I'm ultimately led to believe that Rumpel is going to be the ultimate big bad of, like, the final season, you know, where someone's going to have to defeat him.
I agree.
I know a lot of people think it's going to be Blue, the Blue Fairy, but...
They could team up.
What if? Oh my god, no. What if Rumpel and the Blue Fairy are the same person?
Don't do that to me.
Think about it. Have we ever seen them in like the same room together?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there goes that theory.
When Rumpel was in the coma.
I mean, it could still be split personality. You know.
Rumpel's actually
getting into like Pretty Little Liars. Aria is a theory.
Rumpel's actually the Black Fairy.
Ooh.
That's what I want solved, is the Black Fairy thing.
That could actually
be
really interesting.
If gets redeemed at the end, though, I'm going to be so angry.
If he gets redeemed at the end, this whole thing was for nothing.
Show is about help or anything.
No, if you're gonna own something, own it. That's what Rumpel does. He owns it.
Mm-hmm. Which makes him a more enjoyable villain.
Yes.
Whereas, I don't like Rumpelstiltskin. I love him as a villain.
Yes.
In a way that I don't like this. Regina as a character and a villain.
You just love to hit him.
I loved Rumpel in the first 2 seasons. Like, as a villain, he was awesome. But, yeah, without Belle, like, Rumpel without Belle is great. Rumpel with Belle, no.
Yeah. J-Mo and I were talking about this last night, but we're really excited for Bobby's haircut.
Yeah!
Oh, I'm just so excited good. For that wig to just die.
The man looks dapper.
I think, but Kyle Ellis as well.
Yes, dapper as fuck, for sure.
Yes.
I think we're all ready for it.
No more bad wigs, 2017.
This show is good with, like, wigs for women, but wigs for men, no. It feels like they can never get it quite right.
I'm just imagining David Shepherd wig.
It's Beyoncé wig, you mean? It calls it the Beyoncé wig.
Okay, I'm probably in the small minority that actually liked the Shepherd hair. I thought he looked cute.
I like the Shepherd hair too.
I would have.
I like the Shepherd hair because it's hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the same as you, Justine.
But the thing is, for me, he could still get it with the Shepherd hair.
Oh, he definitely could. He just looks like 70s Jesus, also. So he has that going for him.
Technicolor Dreamcoat realness.
All right, let's talk about the scene where Emma has to save Ella.
Oh, I loved it.
I just loved, like, Killian with, like, he's got a gun, but he still prefers to use his hook instead.
Right?
I loved that. I'm just like, amazing.
Killian has an aesthetic that he is going to stick to no matter what.
Yes, he is.
He looks sexy with that hook and gun, okay?
I'm not a gun person, but seeing Colin holding a gun got me a little tingly, so.
Yes.
Me and Gabby said the same thing when we rewatched it.
Yes.
But yeah,
and then I love how it was Henry who was the one to just kind of talk her up and be like, no, you can do this. I know you can. Because I feel like we never get Swan Believer anymore, so that was really nice to see.
Yeah, Henry spent like most of the episode with Emma.
Yeah, which was really nice after seeing him be a little shit during the finale and yell at Emma for no reason.
After he messed up everything.
After he was just a dramatic little shit. Aaron.
No, but I appreciate that because we've seen Killian, you know, talk of Emma and how much he, you know, trust her and her magic with everything, and it was nice to actually get that with Henry. So I'm like, both of her true loves love and appreciate her and know she can do whatever she can when she puts her minds to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It was nice.
We always see Henry kind of building up Regina and be like, no, mom, you can do it.
Justine.
Spot
do you like his, like, 13-year-old impression?
Inspiring. You should become an actress.
Well, thank you. I can be Jared Stanton.
Well, it's a girl who stands in for him, so...
I know. She gets to, like, cuddle into Colin Colin's, like... Yeah, during that scene where, it's, like, the vision of Emma with the cloaked figure, that's Jared Standen, who's, like, hiding his face in, like, Colin's chest.
Really?
That's probably why they have her hiding her face, because that she's very clearly a girl. They're like, just hide her face. It's fine. They'll see the blazer and the red and white scarf. They'll get that it's Henry.
That's really funny.
Jenna can't take it.
I'm gonna have to watch that scene now. I didn't notice. Now I'm gonna be like, watch it like a hawk. Like,
it's all in the details.
Yeah.
It's all about the Tumblr.
We've got all the quotes tonight, haven't we?
All of them. That's all I'm good for, is just spitting out the quotes.
I wish we could keep Ella on for longer, because I feel like that could be a really good friendship for Emma. To continue on the show, you know? Emma needs a friend.
Ella really is a really good friend to Emma. And, like, if we can't have Frozen Swan, can we have, like, Pumpkin Swan or something?
Yeah.
Pumpkin Swan!
I love that.
No, Swan Slipper! Swan Slipper.
Oh, that's cute.
I like that as well. I like both of them. Can we use both? But, yeah, like, because... Ashley, like, she looks up to Emma, and
yeah.
but then Emma also, like, admires Ashley to, like, you know, go off and have her happy ending and stuff, and she's they're kind of encouraging each other, not so much as like Elsa did, but this, you know, this time to grow and develop that relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I think there's potential there, absolutely.
I feel like Ella could be a good positive force for Emma to have in her life.
Mm-hmm.
So, petition to keep
yeah,
her on.
Yeah, definitely.
Petition to make Ashley
like,
Emma's
also,
best
it's
friend.
Just a super cute family. Like, Sean is super cute. Alex is super cute. I just want to see
oh
them
my God.
Every week.
It's like
need,
adorable blonde
more,
family.
Yeah.
I need more of that family together hanging out with them so that I can see more Killian interaction with Alex.
Yeah, and like,
yeah.
They have like a housewarming party and they could be invited.
Oh
my
yeah.
God.
So
cute. And
they
like,
have them over for dinner. It'd be cute.
So cute.
Killian and Alex fall asleep on the couch together, cuddling.
Oh my gosh,
oh my
stop.
God. She refers to Killian and Emma as like Auntie Emma and
Uncle
Killian.
Uncle Killian, oh my gosh.
And like after that diner thing, maybe like that's like the only thing like Alex talks about or something, you know. Yeah.
Mommy, can we go and see the weird guy who pulled his tongue out at me?
No, because like, she was probably shy. Like I know, like little kids, it can be quite shy. But if,
yeah.
You know, once I think she didn't cry, so that's a positive. That's positive for a small child,
yeah.
Right there. So it's a good thing.
She starts,
and you know,
she starts saying the word hook around the house.
Yeah, to start something beautiful. You need to like get
it
back
could
off.
Be real cute. I'm very hyped for it.
Yes.
Sarah, it's been a while. Do I need to do the thing?
Do the
yes.
thing. Hit the button.
Oh,
hit the thing.
Jenna, please. Oh my gosh, Jenna, please. Please.
Okay.
Thank you.
You act like it's like such a hardship.
I know.
You love
I
it.
Twist my arm, I don't
care. Jenna, please write happy thing.
Happy and fluffy.
Well, I'm also in the middle of writing a smutty thing, and you all know that, so.
Yeah. What we love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like how I just loved like how, despite like Emma still not telling Killian everything, and he obviously knows something's not right, just how proud he looked when she healed Ella in that scene. He just looked like. Oh, it's just facing that entire episode what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, that scene was really well written, because I thought for a second, I was like, holy crap, like, they're actually, like, gonna kill Cinderella. Like,
yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
dark.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like
just the fact that Lady Tremaine, like, brutally stabbed her in the gut, I'm just like, damn, did they just do that?
Put the gun down and then
like,
boom.
I was not expecting that.
I know.
I was like, this is one vindictive bitch.
She's just like,
like damn,
she's just like,
Lee, what did Ella
not
ever do to
enough.
You?
She did look menacing with that gun, though, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She did.
Yeah, she did.
She owned it.
That
owned
line, though, really creeped me out. Like, just the line where she was just like, guns are for well, a coward's weapon or whatever, like not nearly personal enough, but I was just like
nearly...
okay.
Well, I guess that makes sense with Killian holding the gun, but he was still brandishing the hook. It's a little more personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Good link up there. But you just and then just how like when we hugged like Emma and Killian, but Killian still had hold of a gun and he just I'm not really like JMO, I'm not big on guns, but I don't know, it just does things to me. It really does.
Right. Like, I
this
need to be alone kind of thing.
This episode has made me a mess, totally.
Right, shoot.
I was going to say, do we all just need a minute? Just to
I think we
yeah,
do.
We do.
I think
like,
we do.
This episode's going to be so like weird, because like, all I've been doing is going, oh, kind of thing.
Yeah.
This whole episode is pretty much that. It's kind of like,
you
oh,
wrong.
God.
You ain't wrong.
We sound just like a bunch of thirsty girls.
I mean, are we not a bunch of thirsty girls?
True.
I mean, this episode literally promoted Killian as, like, world's greatest boyfriend. So, like,
yeah.
Was there any other reaction to have? No. No. I sat in a room full of 2,000 girls thirsty for Colin. Like,
yes! That's what you want to be. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Can you real. Imagine if they just kind of like at the end of the episode they just dropped Colin into the middle of the group?
Oh my god. Like he's just a surprise guest.
Do you realize yeah. Sarah would not be living right now?
No.
She would not be here.
So let's move on to
yeah.
Let's just take things into an even deeper hole and talk yeah. about the scene at the pumpkin patch. Where they're all having a nice little picnic.
So cute. And we were talking about this the other night about why yeah. they were sitting apart from everyone else. And I was like, dude, it's like their head table at their wedding. They want to be by themselves.
I think, honestly, my favorite part of this scene was, like, watching Emma stroke his hair.
Oh! Because I would just put the same thing. Jesus. Like,
casual intimacy between them, like, we're just so...
Oh,
like,
I'm thirsty.
Touching each other and just... looking at each other and just so relaxed and it's just so beautiful.
I like that when both of them were looking at the other table and how Emma mentioned that, you know, she loved what Ella did, and then he said, you mean choosing love over life? And she's like, yeah, and then just stares right at him, and I'm like, oh my god.
Again, brick to the face.
Yeah.
Do you think is that when she decided, I'm going to ask him, or did you think she's going to ask him before then? Before that?
I think that is when she decided that she was going to ask him.
I think so too.
Me too.
I also like how she's like, we wake up every morning and we could be hit by a bus. Yes,
I have a closet full of red leather jacket.
I can make some room for black leather.
When you put it like that.
I know.
he would have said yes no matter what she said.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
The scene was so beautiful because they both were of two different mindsets. Like, you know, Killian, as you heard him say to Ella earlier in the episode, like, basically was totally aware that things are moving at a snail's pace, and you know, yeah. he doesn't have any expectations and he's not trying mm-hmm. to rush anything, so he's kind of just content to just kind of go at whatever pace Emma's setting. So he has no inclination that this is even coming, because he's just kind of come to accept the fact that this is just where they are. And you can see it in his face, you know, he's just kind of relaxed and just watching things as they play out. And then you have Emma, who's like going through this inner turmoil next to him that he has no idea about, you know, and she's trying to decide, oh my gosh, you know, should I tell him that I'm going to die, or should I just go jump into this and just be happy with whatever time I have left? And it was so interesting to watch their different reactions as they're both going through different things internally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, going back to the we're taking things slow, very slowly, I am now on team, they definitely have not had sex yet.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah. When he said it, like, yeah.
Because that, if he's sexually frustrated, sorry.
Although balls are blue as the ocean.
Although now that he's moved in, who knows?
They're sharing a bed, weren't they? I mean, you can't really move in with someone and not. Well, you could do, but come on.
No, I mean,
please.
Yeah, I mean,
they're
like, they're not Amish.
Yeah,
they're throw us a bone, guys. Come on.
Throw her a bone. What?
Let's just put it this way. I am so excited as to what's gonna happen in the next couple episodes. Like, I don't know if I've ever been so excited for anything on this show.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. Like,
I can't remember being this excited since like the end of season three.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's just I'm just imagining like the opening scene being Hook and Emma like just waking up in the morning and just being like making breakfast together and oh my god.
But also the fact that we know
to, like, be wearing his shirt, like one of his old
yes.
like pirates.
Oh, yeah.
As she's like pouring coffee, and they just make some comment about like being up all night doing things.
I need her to be pouring the coffee, and then have him come up behind her shirtless and hug her and kiss her on the neck.
Yes. I need it.
You're welcome.
I feel like that's like a family friendly way
Absolutely.
Of like portraying to the audience, like, oh, they're definitely fucking now.
Yeah.
But it also makes me so excited because we have confirmation from Adam and Eddie that, like, we're going to have those little domestic scenes coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
And that they're going to include Henry, too.
Yes. Swan Jones family is alive and well, people.
I so want a movie night. It's got to be a movie night.
Where they just watch all those sequels that Henry mentioned.
And Peter Pan.
Oh, yes,
Killian walks out and goes to the Rabbit Hole for, like, drinks to get it. Can't believe it.
He's just so offended.
He's so offended because then he realizes that, yes, perms are bad. But let's be real. Like, even if he put on, like, the Dustin Hoffman permed wig, I think he could pull it off.
I think it might be, like, a charm Jesus situation where it's gonna look great for making fun of it.
Yes.
Did you not see the photo edit someone had done of Colin with the perm?
No.
No.
I've seen that.
Have you not seen that? I'll have to try.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't that bad.
I don't know. I still would. At the same time, it is. I agree with Justine a little bit there. It's just a bit like, well, it'll be funny, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But luckily, you know, Killian has standards, you know.
Yeah, I can't imagine him getting his hair that long.
No. It got pretty long in the underworld and all that, but.
But I mean, it's not like there's, like, access to, like, a barbershop in the underworld.
Yeah.
Although there might be. I mean, barbers have to die. Where did they go?
They moved on, probably.
unless they're the Sweeney Todd, then they're stuck in. They must
yeah,
be stuck
I was
in
just
going to
say that.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, yes.
They've done so much of the underworld. Damn it.
All right, well, what about that kiss? The kiss, Eskimo kisses, and the forehead touch, and
there were so many parallels to the season 3 finale kiss, and lived for that, because that is my absolute favorite Captain Swan kiss.
Yes, I agree.
And that just made me really happy.
The forehead touch is
kisses that where they're really pushing their relationship forward. And I think that that's really significant, that that's a really distinct parallel to that one kiss.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think someone Tumblr did, like, a parallel to it, like, frame by frame. Mm-hmm. And it is, like, but they've got this knowledge of each other now, like, they know each other a lot more. And you can actually see, like, between, like, Master's parallels, the growth of the relationship. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like Emma's going to have to tell him soon, because
I think
Killian, despite never pushing her, it's going to start having an impact, and she needs to tell him, please.
I think it'll be sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't see them dragging it out that much longer.
No.
Mm-hmm. And I can't see Killian, like, being, like, furious at her, because obviously, you know, I mean, who wants to be told, oh, hey, you're going to die? You know, it's not something you just tell
especially
someone.
Especially when he just came back from the dead. I think kind of understand where she's coming from, mm-hmm. and not wanting to tell him.
Fully.
When he, like, had just gotten back from the dead, like, what, like, 3 hours ago?
Just like it. Anyone else?
Do we have any other thoughts on the episode before we get into some listener thoughts?
I liked seeing David Anders back. I was really excited.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love the iZombie reference.
Yes. That was beautiful.
I know.
Oh, look at that fridge. There's not food in there.
It's not food.
Yeah.
Also, it's great. I still want him and whoever it is who's playing Dr. Hyde or Dr. Jekyll, sorry, to, like, have, like, a little web series together where they just, like, are teaching. I think that would be hilarious.
That would be so cute.
That would be cute.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm really happy he's back. Is he in the next episode as well? I don't know.
He is.
I hope so. But Yeah, I do miss him, even though he, like, as Whale, he is quite sleazy, but I love the actor, so anything that he's in, I'm just so happy about.
I was just saying, like, I really, really love having David Anderson as Whale, but I'm sort of glad he left in a way because I love him in iZombie so much.
Right.
Yeah,
I
agree.
It's like iZombie's amazing. So I don't know. I think I'd rather have him in iZombie than in Once Upon a Time, maybe.
Yeah,
iZombie's
I
not
like that
done
he
yet.
can come back for like little scenes.
Yes.
That he's
Because
still
as we
about.
all know, like all TV shows film in Vancouver now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the TV capital.
Shit.
I'm just waiting for people to be like, Once Upon a Time and iZombie take place in the same universe.
Oh dear.
What do you think about Snow's like kind of like U-turn episode? What do you think about that?
I'm really glad that Snow's getting some sort of plot. Hopefully she
Yeah.
doesn't keep teaching just about birds.
It comes across as a almost, I understand why she's doing what she's doing and her wanting to get back to her normal life. It seems a little odd based on everything that's going on in Storybrooke to kind of
Yeah, it does
say,
seem like an
oh,
odd time to
well,
be like.
let's go back to school and just kind of pretend that like the Evil Queen and Hyde are not wandering around Storybrooke, you know?
Right?
I understand they're being tired of her, but I think it's like the last few seasons, I think as an audience, we've been quite tired because like it has been like non-stop, whereas I think after the last episode, which it was brilliant, I think that's the kind of like pacing we need now because the whole like arc, like half season arcs were like non-stop and quite exhausting. So I think at the moment Snow is kind of like us in a way.
I guess it just seems weird for me to think that she doesn't envision the Evil Queen as a serious threat. Like
Right?
something that she
I
thinks
guess to
Regina
me
can
that
just
makes sense.
handle.
I don't know, for me that makes sense because she's defeated the Evil Queen multiple times before, to the point where even in the Evil Queen flashbacks from season 3 and season 4 and season 5, it was just like, you know, Snow's gonna win. Like, I mean, after what, like the fourth or fifth time that Regina's lost to Snow, maybe Snow is like, yeah, I can fucking take her, it's fine.
I think Snow's just like a bit tired because it's just like you said, like it's defeat, repeat, defeat, repeat. She just wants some meaning in her life, like Emma. I mean, this is where Emma and Snow can like reconnect, you know, they both haven't really stopped. Like obviously Emma's got more pressure, but whatever. And they both could use this, you know, they're both exhausted and they could really both just go on holiday or something, you know?
I think
They need a break.
my feelings all come down to, I think something we've talked about in previous weeks, sort of the frustration of the lack of the Emma Snow relationship. So to know that Emma is dealing with all this crap and then for Mary Margaret to be like, I think I'm gonna go back to teaching. It's like,
Yeah, I
can you
understand.
please go talk to your daughter? Like, honestly, once I get that scene, I think I'll be okay. But until
Oh,
that,
yeah.
I'm
Just
just
help each other, yeah.
I'm gonna continue to be frustrated with Mary Margaret until I get that scene.
Because
Yeah, right now she's acting more like Mary Margaret than she is Snow.
Yes.
has Snow and Emma had like a scene just of them together, just talking about something
I think the
in
last,
like the
honestly,
last
the last time I there was a scene that I felt was significant between the two of them was when she was comforting Emma after they took Killian's body away. And like that's the last time, and that
Yeah,
was half a
definitely.
season ago, you know?
And that wasn't even a full scene. That was just
No.
a shot.
Exactly.
And we didn't even get dialogue for that.
Nope.
No. And that's the thing, like we've not like obviously everyone can see there's something not right of Emma, but we've not seen her parents comfort her in any way. And you know, that's quite concerning to me personally.
It's disappointing. It's disappointing.
I'm
It's
quite
really
concerned.
disappointing that these characters don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
All things can be resolved if we just spoke to each other.
Communication is key, damn it.
And now, you know,
I just want to
David's.
lock some of these characters in a room together and just be like, figure your shit out.
And now you're sending David on this revenge trip, and it's like, okay, so now
Sweet.
he's going to be secretive and telling lies to Snow
Yes.
and then going down this whole path.
Why do they never learn to not tell lies? Like, it's just the same thing over and over again. It's like, come on.
It's a charming trait. Charming
family
trait.
Stop lying.
Well, they never learn to not make deals with Rumpelstiltskin.
Yes!
That too. You know?
I could not handle it. Could not handle it when David goes to make a deal with Rumpel. I'm like, are you
right.
kidding me?
It's like, David, stop.
What are you doing?
Stop. Sorry, that just made me laugh because I saw this... I think it was on Dexter when someone had like put the sort of put their own sort of subtitles on, and they were like, for someone saying stop, they put like start like with like STAWP.
Yes.
Now every time someone says stop, I'm just like stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Sorry, carry on.
All right, how about that final scene, which I loved.
Okay.
Of the Evil Queen
yes.
and Hyde coming out of the jail cell and interlocking arms, and
they
just look like a straight up badass power couple. I ship it. I'm here for
kind
it.
Of
I ship
here
it
for
hard.
It, yeah.
I ship it hard. I'm here for it. I don't know what their name is, but I'm here for it.
Evil Hyde?
Oh, hi.
Regal Hyde.
Warden Queen,
Regal.
I was seeing. Warden Queen.
What?
Was, Warden Queen was the hashtag I was seeing floating around.
Ooh, I like that. Warden Queen.
Yeah.
I could work with that.
I think they'd be great together.
I am down.
I'm not sure if I ship it romantically, but I think they make a good team.
Yeah.
Oh no, I ship it either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least I think she has a lot more romantic chemistry with Sam than she does with Bobby, and she.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That scene was very uncomfortable. Yeah. Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The less I see of like that weird sexual whatever they're trying to do between Rumpel, the better. Because I was like, nope, I don't need to see two grandparents trying to get it on. Nope, not my thing.
All right, let's move on to some listener comments. I have just a couple emails that are fairly brief. Joan emailed us about the episode. She says, I love this episode. It was definitely the best of season 6 so far, which I think we can all agree with.
Yeah.
Now that Emma has started talking to Archie, she can't seem to stop, and I laughed when Archie kicked Lior out when Emma arrived. Loved Emma's scene with Archie, and I just wanted to give her a hug at the end of it. Obviously, I loved everything with Emma, Killian, and Henry, and when Emma asked Killian to move in, it was the highlight of the ep. I really liked the flashbacks as well, and I thought the actress playing the evil stepmother was great. I'm calling it now that David or that Killian was somehow involved in David's dad's murder, and I can't wait to see how it all plays out. So again, I think the fandom as a whole seems to all be on the bandwagon that Killian is related to David's dad's death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not related to David.
Not related to David. Related to the actual act of the death. Yes. Involved.
Is involved somehow.
Yes.
Jess emailed us. She says, I love this episode, and as everyone will say, they love the moments, the story. Even the non-CS story was great, and the episode on the whole was just perfectly done. But what I loved most about this episode was that it really showcased how Colin and Jen play their characters to the tiniest details. Killian trying to get Alexander to smile with the whipped cream on his nose and funny noises. Emma plopping on the couch at Archie's. The play fighting Captain Cobra. When Emma's hand started shaking, the emotion on Killian's face. Emma's boys cheering her up, knowing she can do it. And last but definitely not least, when Emma was with her hand in Killian's hair and how she asked him to move in, and it all concluded with kisses and nose rubs. I know I am probably missing stuff on the little details, but this episode really just shows how well Colin and Jen can work well off of each other. It helps bring realism to their performance, and it endears me to it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We touched
pretty much everything there, spot on.
It did. It came across as very natural, like those little kind of quirky moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the stepsister name. Like, I keep going back to that little bit of dialogue because it just felt so natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, and the way it was acted as well, the way it was written, the way it was acted, it was perfect.
Yeah, because sometimes dialogue like that can be hard to play off naturally on screen,
mm-hmm.
because that is a very organic reaction that people just have in daily life. So to actually script that and then act it out can probably be really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any Tumblr or Facebook comments?
Go ahead, Jenna.
I have one from Tumblr. We just got one. It's from Hooked on Killian for Life 28. She said, for the next podcast, I just want to say that I thought the last episode was so amazing. I loved everything about it. Seeing Killian interact with Cinderella's daughter and with Henry were some of the best things I've seen on the show. And of course, I'm so happy that Killian is finally moving in with Emma. It's about bloody time.
Yeah, I agree.
Truth.
So, like, on Facebook, we had a few comments, but it was mainly, like, emojis and people freaking out. Honestly, I think the reaction to the episode is just a pile of, like, fangirling mess. But we did get one Instagram comment from, again, 55 below 55, and she says, this was the season 6 episode I've been waiting for. Finally, some more CS scenes and a major relationship development. Sorry. I just loved how Hook interacted with Cinderella's daughter and Emma's reaction to it too. It was so cute. Also, I was a little nervous about how bringing Cinderella's plot back after so many seasons would go, but I really enjoyed it. Here's to hoping the rest of season 6 follows episode 3's lead. So how do you think maybe like the rest of the season will go for from a CS relationship point of view?
I think if Killian was somehow involved with David's father's death, I'm just gonna call him Papa Charming because that's a mouthful.
Right.
But I think it all depends on how the Captain Charming relationship is affected by that potential news. Because you just know, like, Killian is, A, going to feel really guilty about it. Yes. David's probably going to try and freeze him out. And, you know, like, that's going to affect Killian. Killian is obviously living with Emma now, so that's going to affect Emma.
I see this definitely as affecting the Captain Charming relationship. I think how it'll affect CS is that it's going to make Killian a little more withdrawn.
Yeah.
But I think Emma, when she learns the truth, will be completely understanding, because it always goes back to that scene in season 4 where she says, I'm always going to choose to see the best in you.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
She didn't care what kind of past he had with Ursula. Like, she was going to believe that he's still a better person now.
Yes.
So, and also the fact that she's also hiding her own secret. So I think she's going to be completely understanding. But I do think that Killian might become more reclusive from her.
Mm-hmm.
Out of his guilt. Because we all know he's like self-deprecating a lot and just always sees the worst in himself first.
Mm-hmm.
So I think once he learns that this is, you know, Charming's dad. Because I'm assuming he would probably has no idea that it was Charming's dad.
Yeah.
I think yeah, they think that he'll probably take it really, really hard.
Yeah, he's openly admitted that he hasn't forgiven himself yet.
Yeah.
Like, people may have forgiven him, but he has yet to forgive himself. And this is just going to he's getting up there, but this is just going to make him go down a couple levels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, since last season, Emma has begun to show like her more supportive side. Like, she's opened herself up and she's willing to support him and help him through that. And I think this season it will continue to grow, because like in the past it's always been Killian who's more supportive. Mm. And we always think like, oh, Killian's the one who has to, you know, be the one there for all the time. But what about Emma being there for Killian? You know, that kind of thing.
That would be really nice to see.
Yeah.
Sort of the reverse of her being supportive.
Mm-hmm. So obviously she's got her own thing going on and everything. And Killian would, of course, be there in a heartbeat. But also, Killian is like, I can relate to Killian because I am my own worst enemy. And so is Killian. So, yeah, to have that support goes a long way.
I do want to give a shout out to Marianne. For those of you that don't know, she writes amazing episode reviews for the Nerd Machine. And her particular review for this episode was just above and beyond. Like, I feel like she took every thought that any of us could have had about the episode and she just worded it beautifully. And she brought up a couple good points, especially some parallels between Emma's story and Ella's story, which I think are really interesting. So we will link that up for you on the site so that you can read. I do recommend you all read it if you have some time because it's so well written. It really, her thoughts and the points that she brings up really give me a better appreciation for the show because she makes me think of things that I never would have thought of otherwise. You know, like connections and parallels and things like that, which I live for. It's one of the things I love most about this show is all the parallels. But sometimes, you know, some will fly over your head and you won't realize that they're happening. So she does a great job at pointing those out. So if you have time, please go read it. We will link it up for you.
Agreed.
Definitely.
She got a response from Jane. Jane read her review and she was kind of freaking out yesterday on
Oh,
Twitter.
that's
So I,
amazing.
yeah.
That's awesome.
I saw that this morning. I was like,
And Marianne's gonna be in Van, so yes.
All right, are we ready for some Ricks?
Yes. Yeah.
JMO, you want to kick things off?
Sure. My rec this week is actually an art rec. My friend Chris, aka Flipper Brain on Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. She's been slaying my freaking existence with her Captain Swan AU art lately. But the one in particular is the 1920s Flapper Girl and Gangster. It is currently the home screen on my phone because I love it so much. But she's got this one where they're dancing in a ballet to Swan Lake. They're doing the tango. Everything she does is just incredible to me. I freaking love her. And then she also takes scenes from the actual episode and recreates them in her style. And the one with the whipped cream and Alexandra is freaking cute. I
It
can't.
was, I saw this one,
It's
so
so good.
cute.
So if you haven't checked out any of her stuff, I highly recommend it. But you'd have to be living under a rock for not having to check it out.
Yeah, because actually, Jennifer Morrison also
Yes,
messaged
she
it.
did.
Yes, she did. All right, Lindsay, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, sure. So I have two one-shots. So the first one is by eavesdropping by Unfolded 73 Fix. It's basically it starts off like this little cute little like fluffy domestic CS thing, but then as Emma's walking down the stairs one morning, like in their new home, she eavesdrops and it's quite interesting. I won't spoil it too much. And my second recommendation is another one shot. It's Cross That Line by Night Shyps. It's a modern day you. So Emma and Killian, you know, so Emma, but for both living in Maine and everything, everything's lovely. But Killian's a fisherman and it goes away for like weeks at a time. And this particular time that Killian's away for a few weeks, she realizes that she loves him. And then when he comes back, it's just very cute and fluffy. I recommend it. It's fluffy and it's like a lot of like cuddles and snuggles and all the happy fluffiness you'd need. I also have Gabby's recommendations because her microphone unfortunately is not working. So she's got two fan videos. I've got one of them up. The first one, both about Hook and Emma moving in together, naturally.
Yes.
I haven't watched him, but the first one is by Miss Catherine Pierce on YouTube. And basically, it's just about them. Description is just about her having a closet full of jackets. I feel like I can make some space in black leather. And the second one, just bear with me because I have to, because I'm on my app. Sorry about that. Gotta get me app up.
We did get a lot of great fan videos this week with so
Yeah,
many
I
great
haven't
clips
seen
from the
any like
episode.
many like one shots though. That's what I've been disappointed about.
I think people were suffering from too many feels to be able to write.
Yeah, like on our
Fair.
Facebook page, it was
Fair.
just like emoji like central. Everyone was just like, so and then the second one, also called "Move In With Me," was by XX Mitika Sana XX. And there's no description, but it speaks for itself. And
sure.
Oh, but it's got like some dark ones in it and stuff, and Camelot scenes. It looks very emotional.
Both of those girls make wonderful videos.
They're
great,
fantastic.
And beautiful colors, and yeah, they always put out great stuff. Justine?
Oh, sorry. I have an art rec this week from, hold on, let me find it, from Coco Hook 38. Yeah. It's one where it's Killian and Emma in like her chibi style. So cute. And they're in like a little mug of hot cocoa, and Killian has whipped cream on his nose, and it's just super cute, and it makes me happy. I love it. I love all her work, honestly. But this one just like tugged at my heartstrings. So
yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's very cute.
Good job, Julie.
I have two fan arts. The first one is from your Hooked Pirate. And JMO, you sent me this.
Yes.
It's a
so
manip of the two of them in like sailor outfits, arm wrestling. Mm-hmm. It's so well done. So well done. And then the second one is from Dragon Mistness on Tumblr, and it's Killian and Emma on horses, and it almost looks like a digital painting. But it's really pretty, and it definitely looks like it's kind of in a period-esque setting. So we will link all that up on the website for you guys.
I actually am, because she's not here, Kim actually sent me her rec for this week, just so she didn't feel left out. She recommended a little one-shot on Archive of Our Own, by Hannah, aka Secret Smile 101. It's called Dark Bucks, and it's based off of that behind the scenes shot with Rumple, Dark Swan, and Dark Hook with the coffee and grannies.
Oh yeah.
And it's the summary is, it's been a long day for the dark ones. Definitely time for some coffee, mini silly fluff thick. I was like, that sounds cute, and I might have to check that out, because I love that picture.
Yeah. All right, so that about wraps it up for this week. Topic for next week to be determined, because we want to see how much Captain Swan we have on tonight's episode. Yeah. So keep an eye out on our social media. We will let you know our topic for next week so that you can send us your input for it.
Mm-hmm.
As always, check us out on all of our social media at OUACS Podcast, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, Gmail, YouTube, WordPress. And we'll see you guys next week. Enjoy the episode tonight.
Yay.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.